I found this a hard week to gather my thoughts. So much has happened that moved me deeply, and I speak from my own viewpoint and my own sense of emotion and what has happened this week. With all due respect to those who see things differently, I wanted this sermon to be really powerful. As powerful as the events in our country the past few days. As powerful as the daughter of one woman slain in Emmanuel Church in Charleston pronouncing forgiveness on the killer of her mother. As powerful as the governor of South Carolina calling for the removal of the flag that to so many symbolizes the fight to continue slavery. As powerful as the Supreme Court decision proclaiming that gay and lesbian couples have the same marital rights as everyone else in this country, which whether or not we agree with is at least a powerful statement of our intention to give equal rights to all our sisters and brothers, all our citizens. As powerful as the President of the United States of America breaking out in the hymn of a repentant slave trader, bringing the crowd to their feet and a full voice singing Amazing Grace. As powerful as the Episcopal Church in its general convention yesterday in Salt Lake City, electing this week of all weeks the first African American, the Right Reverend Michael Curry, to lead our church as the presiding bishop. I find I don't have any words to express the power of all that. In my life and person, I sometimes experience things here and here first, and I hope that eventually things trickle up, and then they come out in words. But I do have this one thought for you, and that is, I truly believe it all started with Jesus. And I see that in the gospel that we just heard. It is a story of how Jesus heals and restores life. Even more significantly, it is a story of how Jesus crashes through barriers we human beings put up, showering God's life-giving grace and power on all he meets, from every walk of life and every way of being. This was even more extraordinary behavior then than it is now, because before Jesus, it was unheard of. And it still challenges us to believe and act for justice and mercy for all God's people, which in Jesus' definition meant everyone. The gospel we heard is a healing story within a healing story. Jairus, an important, privileged, powerful man, a leader of the temple, respectable, well-established, requests that Jesus comes to heal his little girl who is sick. Jesus starts off to do that, but on the way runs into a poor woman, unclean and untouchable according to the law. Because she was hemorrhaging and blood was impure, she was ostracized, left destitute and desperate. Jesus, sensing that she has touched him, knowing that she is impure, stops everything to talk to her. Jesus has detoured from his mission to assist the temple leader, who, after all, could be very useful to him in his mission, to assist a woman that that leader would absolutely not even see, much less value. Astoundingly, she is as important to Jesus as the rich politico. But there is good news for this man, who must have been stunned that Jesus would take time out for the woman. And then good news for him is that his daughter will be healed too. God's love, power, grace, and healing is enough to go around to everybody. His friends didn't think so. They came and said, "Forget Jesus, it's too little, too late." But that was not true. There was no need to worry, as that poor young white supremacist did, that gains for one group will subtract from another. God's economy, God's riches, love, grace, forgiveness are abundant and has plenty to share. And I believe that is exactly what God wants us to do. God's love, mercy, and healing power is for all of us, no matter our station in society, no matter where we have been, where we are going, or where we find ourselves at this moment. Can you imagine how history would have been different if we had really gotten what Jesus said and lived that way from that time on? That deluded young man wouldn't have thought that the blacks were taking over and threatening him, and he wouldn't have massacred those people in their own church. There would be no wall up in Jerusalem separating people from their families and even their own land sometimes. There would have been no Nazi party and no neo-Nazi party today. But I go back to where I started. Sometimes God's grace does break into the world powerfully, and people do begin to see that justice for one doesn't subtract from justice for them, and good things happen. Like this week in our country, when we have a promising new presiding bishop to inspire us to new vistas of justice. When the president of the country leads a massive gathering of the black church, not calling for retribution for the killings, but celebrating God's amazing grace that has come out of the terrible situation. When some of our brothers and sisters in Christ celebrate newfound support and dignity for their families. I woke up this morning to Ray Charles and a wonderful chorus singing, "Oh Happy Day."